Warning! This podcast may contain offensive comments and sensitive topics. If you are easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you. Everything we state is a state of opinion and not to be stated as a fact. Once again, if you're easily offended, please click away now. If you want to stay around and hear something funny and have a couple laughs, then you've been warned. Let's get this thing started. Logic versus conspiracy.
What did it do for a whole hour? I go, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so as the intro would be like, hey guys, welcome back to Logic and Conspiracy. This is Millie Camille, and this is Dad was say Dad.
Dad.
See, there you go. It wasn't that bad, right?
Not bad.
It was bad.
I hurt my throat.
Your throat.
I got no rest bar right there. Like,
it's so. Like a big ass zit on the back, on your neck. Ow. Well, Dad. So basically, we're gonna talk about the moon landing. I mean, you really want to pick this.
I did?
Yes, you did. So, I told you to do the research. Did you do the research?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
So, what are you going to say on the podcast?
Just, yeah, I agree with you.
You agree with me? You're supposed to be conspiracy. You're supposed to be the opposite side of me.
Yeah.
Are we going to mention that Neil Armstrong was her cousin?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. No, second.
Don't,
third cousin.
Don't say how many cousins, because the government's going to know.
20 cousins.
Twice removed, right? Twice removed. What?
I don't know if I'm into this.
You are into this.
No. A whole hour is like forever.
Well, we're already 2 minutes in, so.
Oh, we're already in it already?
Yeah, Dad, we're 2 minutes in.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes in.
I didn't know we were recording. You didn't say we were recording.
That was the point. I just wanted to feel natural. You're gibber gabbering.
All right, well. So. We want to find out if we really landed on the moon or not.
Yeah, but I was thinking we could, like, introduce ourselves, because since this is our very first podcast, like, tell a little bit about yourself, Dad. Like, what's your favorite color? What's your social security number?
My social security number is... And my phone number and my address.
So that makes it easier for the government to find.
Yeah, so find, track me down.
I don't know. Like, what are your dreams in life? What do you want to do?
What I want to do?
Yeah.
I want to make music.
That's cool, Dan.
Yeah.
Got a future in music here.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. You'll get there.
I'll get there.
Yeah. Don't start snot. One day, you look back and you're like, I did a podcast, and now I make music.
One day I could look back and like, man, I owned an ice cream shop.
You owned a lot of things, Dad.
Yeah.
You're going to look back at. But, so I do YouTube, and I'm also a full-time student, and now we're looking into an ice cream shop. So, I mean, I'm kind of like a little bit of an entrepreneur myself. Yeah. I'm going to plug myself. It's
Millie Camille at YouTube. You probably get that from your dad. Always want to do something different.
Yeah, I like doing stuff different. And then this is different as well, you know. I like this. I love listening to podcasts. I actually listen to podcasts as I go to sleep.
and it calms me down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That way, if I have noise coming on, then, like, my brain can't, like, think. Because, you know, when you're laying in bed and your mind's just rushing through about all the stuff. But if you're focusing on something like a podcast listening to, then, like, it's easier to settle down and fall asleep too.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Right now, I'm listening to one about Ted Bundy. I woke up, like, 4 times. That shit's scary. Don't listen to Ted Bundy. Oh, not Ted Bundy. I'm sorry. God,
which one, the clown?
No, it's not the clown. Oh my god. What is it called? It's on what is that murderer called? I don't think he's ever been caught. That's a thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one in San Francisco?
Zodiac Killer.
The Zodiac Killer, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty scary. Because he's writing in to
the sheriffs
and the news and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, man. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, that one is creepy.
That one's pretty creepy. But, I mean, I guess that's a little about us, right? We should go ahead and thank our sponsor.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring us. And let's go ahead and get into our sponsor segment. Okay, so I guess I will start. So the question of the podcast is, did we really moon? Did we really moon on the moon?
Yeah, did we moon the moon?
Did you moon the moon, Dad?
I mooned the moon.
You mooned the moon, dude.
I mooned the moon.
You're the moon, the moon. Did we land on the moon? So, I mean, I have some facts here, but there are some, like, shady facts in here that could use to your advantage for the conspiracy side.
All right.
So, I mean, and I didn't even mean it to be that way, so it should be a little bit easier. Look at Apollo's face. He's just like, oh, God. And yes, we named him Apollo after Apollo 11. No. No, I'm just kidding. But,
of course, Apollo's the dog.
Apollo's the dog. I guess we'll go ahead and jump in. July 20th, 1969, 50 years ago, we just missed our 50-year anniversary for the moon landing. Apollo 11 landed and had 3 astronauts on it. Neil Armstrong, which is our 20th cousin twice removed. He's like our 3rd or 4th, right? I don't
know. 3rd or 4th cousin.
Something like that. It's my great-grandma's cousin.
Yeah, so what would that be?
Comment down below, let us know, because it's a little complicated.
I think that would be 1, 2, I think it's your...
All I know is 3rd. I never met him. Have you ever met him?
No,
he died before we were able to get to the Armstrong reunion.
What?
But he died at like 90. He was pretty old. The Armstrongs have great genes, I noticed.
They got big families out there. Mm-hmm. And Grandma went... Grandma grew up with him when he was little. They went to school together.
I remember her telling me a story about her watching it on the TV and being, like, so scared about it. Because the TVs were so black and white, and like, a lot of it was black. And she was like, a monster's going to jump out, you know?
Yeah. But, she grew up with Neil Armstrong when he was little, and then he moved further. And then when he moved... they kind of lost
connections
because it's such a humongous family, Armstrong family in Ohio. But it's interesting that we have a little bit of history in our family.
It is. It's pretty cool. Thing is, like, too bad he's not still alive because then I'd bring him onto this podcast and be like, give us the tea.
Was it real? Kick me out.
No, kick you out. No, never, Dad. You can never be kicked out. Okay, so... this, I called it the lunar race. What was it really called?
A lunar race? What do you mean?
Like, because
when the sun reflects off the moon?
No, Dad. Talking about the race between U.S. and Soviet Union.
The
sun reflects off the moon. What did you say?
I thought you said rays. I didn't know that race. I thought you said rays. I'm like, what are you talking about? The sun bouncing off the moon? No way.
Oh my god.
It's not like you can get suntan off the moon, you know?
You get suntan. It's called a moon tan.
Or a moon tan.
It's a moon tan.
Yeah, a moon tan.
That's how you get whiter. You lay out while the moon is out and you get a moon tan. Okay. That's what I always tell people when they ask me, do you ever go sunbathe? I go, no, I moonbathe. Can't you see?
That's how the vampires do it.
That's exactly how I do it.
I lay out and get some moon rays.
What is it really called, though? I know it's not called the lunar race. What was it called? Come on. It's like one...
The space race.
Space race. Okay. Yeah. So I wrote down lunar race because I couldn't think of it. So the space race.
The space race.
So my thing is, this is the shady part, is that Soviet Union was beating us for a really long time.
Hell yeah, they were kicking our butts.
Then out of nowhere, they announced, we made it to the moon! U.S. came out of nowhere. Like, it's like having, like, what is it called? Like, the Olympics. It's like someone's, like, running. First place the whole time. And then, like, the loser coming up and lapping him or something. Like, that doesn't, like, make sense to my, like, opinion. But you can play off on that when it's your turn to talk about. I mean, you can jump in any time.
Either way on the Russians. Maybe the Russians just ran out of money.
You think so?
They put so much money into it.
Yeah, that's true.
And Russia is not really a rich, rich country. But they had a good start. And a lot of, believe it or not, neither Russia or America would ever made it to space if it wasn't for Germany.
Really?
The Nazis.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Why? Why is that?
The Nazis are the one that started the rockets.
Oh.
And then there's a theory I've been seeing. It was like the Nazis found a UFO. And that's where they get a lot of their
information.
Ideas.
Ooh, like the freeway.
Yeah.
And all that stuff that they
can. Well, no, the freeway, Hitler invented the freeway.
Well, he's Nazi, so it comes from Nazis.
Yeah.
So.
But towards the end of the war, they were coming out with jets. And America and Russia and all the world's like, where did they come from? Where did they get these jets from? I mean, nobody saw a jet. And the only reason why our planes were better than jets were because the jets were so fast that it passes the planes, the propeller planes, too quick. Because they don't know how to handle them.
Oh, wow.
So it's brand new.
Uh-huh.
But the Nazis even came up with the stealth. They had a design for the stealth bomber.
What's that?
You know the stealth, that black
plane. I just asked you what it is. Obviously, I don't know what it is. And plus, I'm sure...
Here, I'll draw you a picture. Want me to draw you a picture of it?
Yeah, let the viewers see. Everybody look now.
Yeah.
Look at your phone now. You can see the picture.
Yeah, hear this. I'm going to draw a picture.
Okay, so explain it. I'm sure some listeners don't.
Well,
don't know
stealth,
about this,
the bomber is
it's like
a black plane. It looked like one big wing. What? Remember when we went to the parade and it flew over us?
Oh, yes, with the shark mouth?
I don't have a shark mouth on
there. Which one has the shark mouth?
It's all black. The plane's black.
Nazis
came up with stuff, well, high technology.
Yeah.
Well, then after World War II, America went in there
and stole everything.
Stole all their not stolen, but
technology and information.
Not technology, because Russia got in there too, and they grabbed some too. But we grabbed their what do they call it? Dang, it's on top of my mind.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I hate that too. The people do the chemistry. It's all their scientists.
Oh, the chemists.
Yeah,
okay.
They grabbed all their scientists.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, as hostages?
No, I picked them up. I took them
to America and just
took
be like,
America.
You're going to work for America now?
Yeah.
Really?
And instead of them going to jail, like all the other people, and get executed, they kept them and spared them and said, you're going to work for us.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure they didn't have very much of a choice.
Mm-mm. No.
But they continue on what they were starting in Germany when they were getting into the rockets, because the first time they were shooting rockets from France to England and blown up England.
Wow.
With rockets. So they're basically already starting out with missiles and rockets and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were really ahead of themselves. Maybe if World War II would have started a little bit later, or if Hitler wasn't so freaking crazy and such a, which thank God
he did.
They lost. Uh-huh. I mean, but they could have won. They could have won the war.
If they just learned how to control everything. Now, one thing about Hitler I didn't know about was that he was really a big art fiend. Like, he loved art. And so, like, every time... I knew that, like, when he took the Jews away, like, he kicked them out of their house, like, he'd take their stuff.
He took their,
he, like, their gold and stuff like that. But I didn't know that he actually took, like, all their expensive art, too.
Yeah.
And, like, he had bunkers and bunkers of art. Now, I was watching a documentary on it, and it's... They found, now time, but, like, back then, when America was over there after the war, they found $11 billion worth of art. He had, like, Monets, he had, like, all of that, like, Picassos, everything. It was crazy. And so, like, this documentary that I was watching is, like, they're trying to go out and find these art pieces and trying to return it to the rightful owner, like, the original owners that Hitler took from him.
Yeah. See, that's another conspiracy theory about, did Hitler survive the war or not?
I thought he committed suicide, but my thing is, I don't think he committed suicide. He's so, like, airheaded, there's no way that he would, like, commit suicide.
Another theory is that he got away in a submarine, but the submarine got sunk.
Oh.
So, or he could have made it.
I think he made it. I think he's somewhere down in South America. But that's a whole other conspiracy.
Well, he's dead now. But... It's hard to say. I mean, that's something else we could do on
a lot of Nazi stuff ended up in South America.
Yeah.
A lot of them
went down there. And that's where they find a lot of the Nazis.
Yeah.
But
that's definitely a conspiracy theory for
another
episode, because we can definitely keep going on that, but we're here for the moon.
Yeah, we're here for the moon. I'm just saying where it started out with rockets. We got the rockets from Germany.
Oh, okay.
From Nazis.
Well, that's a fun fact.
Yeah. And like I said, thank God that we won.
Oh, God. I can't imagine. Imagine if, like, how much... But the thing is, to think about, like, how far their technology would be if he... was still going. You know what I mean? If he really did get all that stuff from, like, a UFO and all that stuff.
I think they found a UFO because, I mean, only in a couple years towards the end of the war, they were coming up with some crazy stuff. I mean, they were working on a time machine.
Wow. Imagine.
In Antarctica.
They finished that?
Yeah. Well, they claimed that they did because... They it was called the Bell,
uh-huh.
And the Bell, it went 25 years later. This looked like an asteroid fell from the sky, landed in a forest in Pennsylvania, and some of the eyewitnesses saw it, said that there was some writing on the side, and there was a Nazi symbol on the Bell. So they think that they might have went ahead and went time traveling.
Wow, like 20 years.
20 years later.
Later. So future.
Almost 25 years later.
So that's scary. So, like, that makes you think, is that there
but
is
we don't layers. Know. We don't know if there's anybody inside the Bell or not, but that's what they found.
But what if they're... you know how we had a conversation about there's layer, like there might be layers, like we're going on right now, but the history is still going.
There might be a different history.
And so
maybe there might be a time, because our times and layers,
mm-hmm.
And you could go different ways in different layers and then the time.
Yeah.
And
what if they finished the time travel?
Yeah, and went to a different layer, maybe... Germany won in a different time layer.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe John F. Kennedy
survived
and didn't die in assassination in a different timeline.
Same for Abraham.
But every timeline is a different different way you outing. Can go. Yeah. It's a different life.
It all is based upon your options. Like, you know how you have options? Like, for C's Candy when I lost my job. Like,
yeah.
One time later, quit. The other one didn't quit. My yeah. ass quit. So this is the time later that I quit. So,
yeah.
And now I'm fucked.
There's different actions and different things you do that it could be different.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets off a whole different timeline.
Yeah, it does. That's interesting. I like that.
But,
that's super cool.
Yeah.
I would like to time travel. Just that. But I think that's like, I think time travel is scary and very dangerous. Because if you time travel to the future, you could really mess some stuff up. Or if you travel to the past, you could really mess some stuff up too. By telling him. Like, if you go back and be like, Hitler, you're going to lose the war, so you need to fix this and this. And then you come back and Hitler's ruling the world. It's like all Nazis. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, if you're a bad person.
That's what I'm saying. Or you could go to the future, learn some technology, bring it back to here, and then you could totally destroy, like, all that technology.
Well, maybe that's how Germany got some technology.
Oh, they went to the future.
They went to the future and saw the jets.
Oh, that's...
And they got some ideas and brought it back. Maybe they already could be on the... time travel.
So they just thought they could try to win anyways with that.
But maybe they won on a different timeline.
That too.
So, but it's so much stuff that, man, that's why you shouldn't even think about it because
it just hurt your brain.
Yeah, it hurts your brain.
Because it's like out of us, you know. I mean,
so
it's so
much
cool
that God
can do and all that
God
stuff.
Can do. Mm-hmm. And to God, there's no time.
Uh-huh, that's true.
There's no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can wait forever. It's nothing to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Like, well, when I watched that sermon, when I was at that sermon for Hell versus Heaven, or Hell and Heaven, I was thinking we could do a podcast. We can do an episode on it, too. That'd be cool. But, yeah. Heaven, there's no time. So, like, God, the guy said that, the guy who went to heaven, he said that when he got there, the people came up and were like, oh, hi, and he's like, oh my God, I missed you so much, it's been so long, and they're like, what are you talking about? I just got here. And it's been, like, 20, 30 years since the last time he saw them. And to me, that's crazy, like, you just let 20 years go by, and you thought you just got there. You know, because, you know, to me, sometimes I think about, I'm like, oh my God, heaven for eternity, okay? You're going to be up there forever. And it's like, well, don't people get bored? Like, what do they do up there? But when he said that, like, I knew he was kind of talking to me because, like, the guy, because he said that, he was like, I was like, oh my God, I missed you so much. It's been so long. And the guy's like, I just got here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And to me, that's like, wow, so, like, eternity has no time. So, it feels like you just got there and all that stuff, you know, heaven and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So, but, anyways, sorry. We'll get back to the moon landing. I promise that we'll try not to get so sidetracked.
Yeah, we were just trying to get the history of the rockets first.
We're big history people. You can see we're big history people. So, in July 28th, 1964, we had success with a landing of a bot. That bot came back with 4,300 pitchers, and it was a crash impact, so they obviously weren't quite, like, a soft landing enough for humans yet. It was still pretty hard. Soviet Union had their very first soft landing in January 31st, 1966.
Oh, so the Soviet Union didn't land on the moon.
No. They didn't land. Okay, so they landed on the moon, but there was no astronauts.
Astronauts. It was like a...
Yeah.
Okay,
so there was. They haven't put man on the moon yet. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's my... Like, that's where I'm kind of, like, suspicious about. It's like, in 1966, they had a soft landing in January. We weren't able to get a soft landing until May of the same year. You see how they're, like, ahead of us. Like, I can see us slowly catching.
See, that's why I'm thinking. There was a recording. They, at first, when it was on live, let it go live, but then they cut it out. And there was a recording what Neil Armstrong said, that because we could see him on the ledge, they're looking at us right now. Now, who's looking at him on a ledge?
Yeah, and what ledge?
It was like, are you, it could be like on top of a mountain out there or something. Who's looking at him? Is it aliens looking at him?
Ooh, I got chills.
Or is it Russia looking at him?
Okay, but Russia never, like...
Well, maybe Russia could...
secretly didn't say anything.
Well, maybe they have one of their ships land there, non-manned. Could be watching, but, or...
Could have been one of the robots that they put up there.
Yeah, but, or it could be in the studio.
That's true.
He's probably saying they're watching us, maybe, you know, saying
that the somebody... The lighting people or something.
Yeah, somebody... But, I definitely want to believe that we landed on the moon, but there were so many other things that they did that they got caught during studio.
Like what?
With the space shuttle.
They got caught with the space shuttle?
Yeah, I've seen some footage, and I wish I could show it on there, but there's a footage on the space shuttle, and it shows the arm and all that, and then you see somebody standing on the side.
Next to the space shuttle?
Yeah, kind of on the side of there. So, maybe we did land on the moon, or maybe some of it's in the studio, or...
Or we did land on the moon, and they just couldn't get the footage, so they're like, let's just remake it in studio to make it, like, so people actually believe us.
That Red Bull commercial. we can't stand on the moon. That's all right. Go ahead. We'll wrap this up and finish it off in the studio at home.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
See, don't worry.
Just like that. That's
don't worry. We'll wrap this up and we'll finish it off in the studio.
That would work. See?
I love that commercial.
I never see that commercial.
You never see that?
No, I never see that.
Because they got wings and they can't stand on the moon. They're like floating. We're having a hard time to stand on the moon to put our first foot. And then NASA calls back and goes, don't worry. Just we'll go ahead and wrap this up and we'll finish it off in the studio at home.
It's funny. It's really funny. Oh, my God. And another thing is that kind of made it suspicious to me is, like, the next country that landed and put man on the moon, where they were walking on the moon and stuff like that, was China. And that wasn't until January of this year. That's 50 years late that they are. So, logically, if you think about it, it was like, oh, okay, they made it to the moon. We don't need to go to the
moon. How come they didn't really advertise it that much for China?
I mean, I'm sure it was really big in China, but here in...
Yeah, why
didn't they make it? We have so much crap going on in our own country.
Well, they're too busy bashing Trump on the news. The Russian conspiracy. That's the only thing they got on the news.
Oh, God. I even wrote that down for an episode. We're going to talk about the Russian conspiracy.
Well, the Russian, you know.
That's going to be
an episode. I mean, like, come on. I'm getting tired of it.
It's okay. I mean, whatever.
I don't care what president it is. After a while, I get tired of it. Even if it was Hillary Clinton and they were doing that, I'd be tired of it. I'm like, okay, on, let's get it over with. Let's get over this.
I even have a Clintons as an episode, too.
Oh, really?
There's some pretty big conspiracies about the Clintons.
Oh, well, all those people end up dead?
Yes, those ones. Yes, that's
a lot of people end up dead around the Clintons.
Yes, Exactly. So don't hang out around the Clintons. You hear us, guys? You're going to turn up dead. I looked online. It says that our flag is still on the moon 50 years later. I mean, the picture that they showed, look it up, guys. But I didn't see no flag. Is it? Look, it's a shadow. And I'm like, no, that looks like a crater. It doesn't look like a flag. It doesn't look like... You know, like that type of stuff.
Now, on the China landing, could you see stars?
China. I didn't see the China. I didn't, like, actually watch the footage anything like that.
That's what's confusing. It's like, how come there's no stars? I mean, there really should be some stars out there. It should be, like, you go out in the desert, you see billions and billions of stars. If you're on the moon, you would think the stars would be even brighter, but you don't see any stars.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's kind of confusing about that. Another one is, who filmed them? Who was filming them on the moon?
What, they were jumping around?
They're jumping around. Who's doing the filming?
All three of them? Okay, I mean, I already told you.
I mean, like, they were playing golf on the moon and stuff like that.
So, my thing is, like, it's easy to have a tripod. I'm sure back then they had a tripod, or they could even just hatch it to the space shuttle, you know what I mean?
It might have been.
Yeah, maybe. I could understand if the camera was moving with them, then I'd be like, oh. And then there's also no gravity, so the camera also could be floating on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
well, how could it put on a tripod? The tripod would be floating away.
Yeah, that's true. Or they can, like I said, can adhere it to the space shuttle.
It must be, well, they didn't have a space shuttle back then. It was our...
What was it called then?
The lunar landing module.
Is that your phone? It's my phone that's going off. I'm so sorry, guys. I was about to scream at you. Dad, you're being unprofessional right now. Lena, your phone. Oh,
that's my phone.
That's your phone.
That's my grandma.
Oh, Dad, we're in the middle. Let's get her opinion. Let's see if she can see that in another room. Dad, turn it off.
Okay. I'll call her back later.
Put your phone on silent. I was just yelling.
How you put it on silent?
How you put it on silent? Dad, you're very tech savvy. You know that? You gotta go right here into this little hole, and you gotta flip that switch down in there. It's on silent. Okay. Wow. We are professional.
Oh, yeah, we got this down.
We got this shit down.
Grandma's calling us.
Grandma, that's the one that's related to Neil Armstrong, too.
Yes.
Wait, that's why I say let's get her opinion. Did she think we landed on the moon? Oh, I think she thinks we landed on the moon.
Uh-huh.
My question is, has she seen him since they landed on the moon?
No.
No?
No. She grew up with Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, but they didn't go to, like, the reunion.
Once they moved to Farmington, Ohio, and they just kind of lost touch.
But he never went to, like, any of the reunions or anything? Like, that's my...
They have a
cause I know
Armstrong reunion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he never showed up for the Armstrong reunion.
Ooh.
But some...
Guilty for fate.
But it's kind of like the family is so big that they kind of have their own little family going on, too.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's, I don't know how many.
Obviously it's really big because they have Armstrong nurseries out here. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, you got the Armstrong farms and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But they're just big families because back then, they got a lot of kids because the kids can help on the farm. So the more kids they get, the more help they get on the farm.
That's so sad.
I know. Kind of sucks.
You get birthed into helping on the farm.
Yeah. That's
the only reason why I had you, Fred, is because you have to help on the farm.
We need you on the farm.
Go herd the dogs. Go get the dogs.
But they went to the same school, and they hang out with each other when they're younger, but when they moved to Farmington, they pretty much lost contact. They're not tight.
I'm sure it's really easy to lose
sometimes
contact.
Sometimes they're not as tight as family, as a Ganahl family. It's just...
You want me to blurt out our last name?
Yeah, bleep. Family. Anyhow.
It's okay, that's not my last name, so the government's fighting you.
Yeah.
It's okay, Dad.
Alright, so back to the moon landing.
Yeah.
Like I say, we were such a race with Russia that we wanted to get to the moon if we cheated or not. That's what I feel.
Well, the thing is, I think it also kind of didn't help that John F. Kennedy said that we were going to get to the moon by the
end of the,
this era, the 60s era. And so I think, and it's weird that it happened in 1969.
Right before the end of the era.
Right before the end of the era. Like literally 6 months left of the era because it was in July.
But if they already having the plans and setting up the plans when John F. Kennedy was alive, that's pretty good. That gives a good 10 years to get, or less than 10 years.
That's 9 years.
Put everything together. And, yeah, they could have possibly did pull it off. It's just amazing that the computers back then
were able to compute.
All those computers and our cell phone can hold way more information than all the computers back then.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Those big, humongous computers
those
back
beasts.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, how are they able to get, like, the footage. Get the footage to be live. You know, even now, when we had that, what was it, Jupiter that we landed on? Mars we landed on?
Yeah.
Where they had it live, remember?
Yeah.
Like, that was even a little janky. And how was that moon landing so much, not nicer, like it had crappy quality, but it didn't, like, cut out as much as the Mars one. You know what I mean? I mean, I know Mars is billion light years farther, but like my thing is like our technology is better right now than it was back then. Like how?
But there's still a long delay before it gets to us.
Yeah, even now, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's still a long delay, but we cut out like crazy on our stuff, like on Mars and stuff. But like, why didn't we really cut out that much on the Moon?
I don't know. If we cut out a lot or not, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been, all stuff could have been edited.
Oh, that's true. Kind of like the news. Oh, sorry. Like the news. You know how the news nowadays, it's all live, but it's, like, a little bit of a delay. So if something happens, they can, like, quickly shut it down.
Yeah. Do you got a delay on this?
No, I don't got a delay.
Okay.
This is...
Just checking.
You thought we're not live. We're recording, so we're in the studio right now, called my kitchen table.
Okay.
We'll do the editing. We'll definitely bleep out that last name that you blurted out to everybody.
Yeah. Bleep that one out.
Bleep that one out. Well, let's take a. What else? Okay, so Kennedy wanted originally to work with Russia to get weather satellites up there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original plan. It wasn't necessarily to get to the moon. It was to get weather planets up there.
Okay.
Or satellite, not planets. Weather planets out there.
Okay.
So we could control the weather.
Yeah. That's good to control the weather on the moon.
But the weather satellite to like broadcast in like what the weather's gonna be like and what they can see from up there.
Yeah.
So he was trying. Oh, sorry. Do you have something to say?
Well, it's a little bit different than the weather. It's like why didn't we build a space station on the moon? We should have built a space station.
Don't we have a space station?
Well, we have one that's floating around the world, on the Earth, but never put one on the moon. They could build a whole big, humongous base on the moon, you know?
Well, it also could be the aliens that they saw that live on the moon.
Yeah, there could be aliens.
And that's why they never built it on the moon.
Maybe aliens got their little space stations on there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, can't say that, you know, this big humongous galaxy that we have just goes on forever and ever and ever, that there ain't no other life forms on other
planets.
There's
no other life, okay? Our brain is the size of a peanut. There's no other life, okay? There's no other life. It's just us.
It's hard to believe that we're the only ones out there.
Okay, my opinion is we don't even know what the hell is in our ocean. We only know 10% of the creatures that live in our ocean. What makes you think that there's not even creatures outside if we don't even know half of the shit that's in our ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Like, that's I mean.
There's a lot in the ocean.
There's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Our world is 80% water, you know?
Yeah.
And we only know 10% of it.
Wow.
You know? That's a whole other percentage that we gotta figure out.
Wow. There's a lot of architects. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know about right now. I mean, I was just watching this one episode. It was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they found Bible scrolls.
Really?
Yeah, from BC era. And like old Genesis, way back.
Wow.
And so far they only found like, in the Bible scrolls, it does actually line up with the Bible. You know, and it
says awesome.
In the beginning, let there be light. And so they just found it, and it's by the Dead Sea, but they only found like 5%. There's like tons more scrolls put away.
Really?
In the caves and stuff like that.
Wow.
So it does show that the Bible is real, the Bible is true. And, but, I said, for the moon landing, I would have to say we have to believe that I'd like to believe we did it. I mean, that's great.
Then we landed on the moon.
And there's another thing that's kind of throws me off.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know that movie Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Which one? There's the multiples.
Well, any of them. Indiana Jones.
Any of the Indiana Jones. It's kind of like, well, Harry Potter.
Okay.
There's like 16 of them.
Well, Neil Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
and he got back from the moon
uh-huh.
in 1976. He went down there to South America.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, in the jungles.
Yeah.
And he's looking through this cave and looking for some kind of the tablets.
Oh.
Called tablets.
Uh-huh.
And their special tablet thing.
Neil Armstrong went and did this?
Neil Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
So he, when he going through there, he was dressed like Indiana Jones.
Nuh-uh.
And that's where they got the movie Indiana Jones.
From Neil Armstrong.
From Neil Armstrong.
Wow, our cousin's famous all the way around.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's where, I don't know, what's his name? He got the
The guy who created Neil Armstrong?
No. The guy that created Indiana Jones. Yes.
Wow.
And,
so everything
but then
he
when
found
he went down, yeah, he went down there and was looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back to Ohio.
Okay.
And then he didn't say anything about what he did down there.
Really?
Well, something happened on the moon that made them go down there to look for these these tablet things. A special, it's called an ancient library.
Wow.
And it's supposed to be in one of the caverns way down in South America. And he's looking for this ancient library. And when he came back, he said nothing. They know he found something.
Really?
But he won't say.
I wonder if he said anything on his deathbed.
He didn't. He even took it to his deathbed.
Really?
He wouldn't say.
What do you think he found?
I don't know. If he really landed on the moon, did he really get in contact with the aliens? And the aliens told him to go down to
could've been
in South America. We got a library that's under in one of the caves. It's an ancient library that's been back way before the Egyptians and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but whatever it was, when he got back from the moon, he was fascinated to find this library that nobody even heard of.
Yeah. What if when we're in space, we're able to see, like, not necessarily our guardian angels, but angels of God? and they were creeping and, like, looking at him. You know what I mean? Like, that could be, like, a whole, like, conspiracy in itself. Like, if you think about it, like, because that sounds like stuff that I can't imagine, like, aliens know about our own Earth, because I feel like they're so curious about our Earth, you know, but they also been, there's been sightings since Egyptian time, you know what I mean? But, I was gonna say, since Egypt has been here in Egypt. But, you know, it could have been also, like, angels that are, like, telling him, like, hey, there's a library down here, like, that needs to be discovered, like, God wants it to be discovered, you know what I mean? Something like that. You know, and, you know, because he was like, I see them peeking, like, I instantly think, like, okay, it could be aliens, or it could be, like, their guardian angels, because your guardian angels know that humans can see that stuff when they're in space. I don't know, it's just a whole other theory in itself that, you know, could work. But did they ever, like go back down there since he's been down there to find the stuff that he was looking for?
That part I don't know.
You don't know, okay.
But whatever he, I mean, he was doing, when he was doing down there in South America, was more dangerous than what he was landing on the moon.
Wow, really? What made it so dangerous?
Well, with the snakes and where they dropped them off.
Did he have a fear of snakes too, like Indiana
Jones?
I
don't know, probably. But you know they drop them off in the middle of wilderness in the jungle.
Yeah.
And it was him and his little crew, and they're off to search for the ancient library.
Wow. Now, I wonder if all the other stuff was real about Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones? I think it's fictitious.
Uh-huh.
They just got the idea of archaeology off of Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
Because he probably saw it on the news and like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. And the way Neil Armstrong was dressed, he almost looked like Indiana Jones.
Wow.
So more likely, that's where he got the idea.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's jump back to the moon real quick. So we've landed on the moon 6 times between the years in 1969 to 1972.
Okay.
That's crazy. Like, to me, that's crazy. That we landed it 6 times and nobody else landed on the moon.
What the
heck? Oh, my God.
That scared me,
too.
You got to edit that.
Apollo, come here. Apollo, why are you barking? Apollo, come here. Why are you barking? What? What's going on? Why are you barking? Scared the shit out of me. I've never heard him bark before.
I know. You okay, Papa?
Are you having an opinion too? Oh my God, you scared me. Anyways, it must be someone out there he doesn't like. So the longest we've ever stayed on the moon is 3 hours, 2 minutes, and 59 seconds.
Okay.
Well, I was hoping you'd have an opinion on that. Okay.
Well,
that's okay. My thing is, like, why are we only up there for 3 hours? And why haven't we been up there since 72?
You got with the oxygen and all that.
Reagan, who shut down NASA?
Obama.
But why haven't we been on the moon since 1972?
Maybe
because we're focusing on other stuff like Mars.
Yeah, we started going towards Mars in the 70s.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So, they were going into the space shuttle era.
Okay.
And with the space shuttle, there's no way we can land on the moon with the space shuttle. It's not like a rocket. But that's why I was like, they should have built space stations and maybe a runway for the space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, there's a lot of stuff we could have did with the moon, and hopefully we do go back to the moon.
The noise.
That is weird.
That's so weird. We got aliens outside. That's what happened.
I think we're going to wrap this up.
There's so much weird stuff that's happening the now.
Dog barking.
It's the government. Barked. The government's listening. You were
the
right.
The dog never barked before. How old is this dog? It never barked. It barked for the very first time.
I've never heard this dog bark.
Man. Oh, and now we're hearing weird stuff outside. Yeah.
This shit's weird. We need a little sketch. Oh my god. But, so in the 70s, we were going towards Mars.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. And we just recently barely made it onto Mars.
I think in the 70s, we landed on Mars.
Then why was it? 70s. Then why was it such a big thing when we got that robot on Mars?
Because we get to move around on Mars.
Oh, okay. But you landed on Mars in the 70s.
I think so. I don't think they might have. They might
have. Like a crash landing, not quite like a full-on landing.
Yeah, they got some images of Mars, but it wasn't as good as what we have now.
For moon, or what we have now.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. So, what do you think, Dad, after having all this whole hour-long talk about...
Has it been an hour?
It's been 45 minutes.
Oh.
What? Dad, why are you so sad? No, I'm just like, I want to know. Like, we've had this whole like, sidetrack moment. I feel like we talked about everything.
Except the day moon landing.
Except the moon landing.
Every once in a while, I try to get back to that.
It's just there's so much history in between, like, all this stuff that we had to kind of, like, get sidetracked between it. Sometimes I wonder, like, maybe we should do, like, 2-hour specials.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it through that.
You made it through this one!
Yeah.
Barely. Barely.
Barely.
Barely. So, what do you think, Dad?
About
the moon.
About the moon, man.
The whole topic. The whole thing. So, go ahead.
The moon landing could go both ways. It could be done in the studios, or it could be really done.
Yeah.
The only thing NASA screwed up, because they did some stuff with the space shuttle, and you could see somebody in the background when they were doing the space shuttle. So when they do that, then you're going to question, was the moon landing real or not? Because it's obvious they did some stuff with the space shuttle that was in the studio, and how maybe they did stuff with the moon landings in the studio. Maybe everything's done in the studio. What if the Mars thing was done in the studio?
Wow.
I mean, there could be. There, if you look at Mars, they have. It looks like there's a part of the planet. I forgot where it's at. But it looks exactly like Mars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Part of our planet.
Yeah, it's part of our planet.
And like
and somebody,
Utah or something?
I don't know where it's at. I think it's up in northern somewhere. But somebody saw like...
A whole like camera footage, like a whole like...
Yeah, they saw NASA down there. And it looked like they had that little robot thing and they had all the films and they were like filming the thing driving around on, look like Mars. Now, what if that was, you know...
Mars?
Yeah, what if we're faking Mars?
Wow, I never thought about that. I never heard about that either.
Yeah, so... It's... It could be either way, I mean...
My opinion is, I think we really landed on the moon.
Okay.
But... I think the footage wasn't the greatest, so they did the footage.
They put it on the studio.
Yeah, they did the studio.
Well,
like some of the footage is real, but some of it isn't. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, what happened was the original footage is good, but what happened was they made so many copies of the original footage
Oh.
that made the and nobody has they can't find the original copy. So all we see is one that was copied over and over. And it, if you look at the astronauts, they almost look like ghosts jumping around on the moon.
Wow. Or some crazy-ass shit happened on the moon. Because you said, like, any Armstrong said, they're looking at us. And then they cut. You see?
Like, and they cut that out. But the original, he's like, hey, Houston, it goes, they're on the ledge.
Dad, there's no one named Houston. You know, Armstrong, Edward.
Houston is the city.
Oh.
That's where NASA is at.
Oh. There's no one named Houston. There's Collins, Armstrong, and Arnold. Like, what's Houston?
He's
talking to
Cape Canaveral in Florida and Cape Canaveral in Houston.
I was like, oh my god, you were right. There was a cameraman.
You never heard it goes, Houston, we're having a problem here?
No.
Okay, well, you didn't. But that's where they communicate to Houston.
Oh, okay. Houston, they're looking at
You know what? I'm going to put that on my list. I want to go see the Cape Canaveral in Houston.
Are you going to go to Area 51 too, Dad? Are you going to
Area 51?
Are you going to go do the rush with them?
To what?
Like where they're going to go bombard it. It's in September.
In September we're going to do it?
Yeah, a whole bunch of people are going to go rush it. So let's see. What's this mass killing called? This is called... population control. Right here. Survival of the fittest. Right here. This is how it works. Right here. They're gonna shoot them down. That's my opinion. I don't think
there's they won't shoot them down. Everything's moved to Area 52. everybody's gonna rush in there. It's gonna be all empty.
Yeah.
So, I mean, already, you know. They already know that
it's happening. They wouldn't leave that stuff there.
Yeah, everybody knows about Area 51, so they're not going to keep all that stuff in Area 51.
Common sense.
So they're going to move it to a new area, and then they're just going to guard it empty.
You know what I would do if I was president? I'd be like, all right, everyone at Area 51, you're going to dress up like an alien and just scare the shit out of these kids.
Oh, yeah.
No. Just start walking. That's what I would do. Y'all dress up. Let's go.
No, they're gonna do the rush, and then when they get there, it's going to be all empty hangars, and that's all they're going to find.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And
so let's rush Area 52. Let's rush Area 52.
52 for all the stuff, good stuff's at Area 52. It ain't in Area 51.
Come on, guys. Get your stuff together. It's all about Area 52 now.
They already predicted this years and years ago that people are going to probably end up wanting to rush in there and find out what's going on. Uh-huh. And that's why I feel that, you know.
Now, do you think the reason why, like, all of a sudden, all these years later, they want to do the rush is because the government confirmed that we're not the only species out there?
Yeah.
You think that's what the main cause?
Oh, yeah, they confirmed it. And now they want us to report every time you see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why the government can't hide it anymore is because so many people have cell phones. Mm-hmm. Before, it was rare to get a picture of a UFO. Now, you got him everywhere.
Now, if Billy Joe saw a UFO, he just had too much coolers that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just we were able to play it off, or you had too much Budweiser, or a little bit too much whiskey. You know what I mean? Like, now, they can't deny it now with, like, all this stuff. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't, like, I feel like you would have to be pretty darn arrogant if you think that we're the only species, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I imagine there is, but...
Not arrogant. Ignorant. Sorry.
Yeah. But I just... For them to be so far advanced than us...
That's scary, in my opinion.
That's scary. When they can go travel around planet to planet...
Yeah.
And we're have barely intelligent.
We're still debating whether the moon landing was real.
Yeah,
and they're over here jumping galaxy to galaxy, you know? That's scary in my opinion.
Yeah. And who knows? I mean, is there other planets? Maybe it looked like us. But for us to be who we are is like one out of a trillion. It means you have to win for the evolved to us as humans. You have to win the lottery almost 1,000 times.
Wow. That's crazy.
So.
For the alien to look like us. Don't think their worlds are the same because if they're evolutionized like us, if people who believe in evolution, I feel like they would evolve to where they have to take to the planet. So the planet might be ran by, they breathe in carbon monoxide, you know what I mean? Not oxygen, you know? So they could be the opposite, where they breathe in carbon monoxide and then they exhale oxygen, you know, stuff like that. Like they have to, you have to form to your living situation, you know? And that's what I think they are. And I don't think there is another planet that's like ours. You know what I mean? Which I hate to say it. I don't think there's another planet that's quite like ours. I do believe that there's aliens, but I believe those aliens, like, have to breathe other stuff. And
yeah.
Sulfur or something, you know? Stuff like that. But we'll definitely talk about the Area 51 more closer towards the Area 51.
Yeah, that'd be
Rush, that'd be so much fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'm curious about that Rush. I would like to see.
I would like to just go and sit there and get, like, a chair, get some popcorn, and just watch all these dumbasses rush it, like see their faces as they come out.
The government's gonna put up a battle. I don't think they're gonna kill anybody. If they kill anybody,
that'd be like a whole issue.
Yeah, because now you got film and everything. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna kill anybody.
I think they're gonna be definitely extra barricades.
They're gonna put extra barricades in there and all that, but there's nothing there. I'm telling you, there's nothing there.
I don't think there's anything there. I think, especially because now they've been planning this.
Oh, they'd be moving this stuff right now.
Yeah, they're moving this stuff right now. Like, one of my favorite YouTubers, which she's not really my favorite, but, like, one of the YouTubers I watch, she went to Area 51, and she saw, like, a whole bunch of jets just fly out of there. And, like, fly to, like, into the middle of the hills. And she's like, I don't think there's going to be anything here. And I was like, no shit, Sherlock. Why would they keep everything there? Like,
yeah, everybody knows where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like, if you got a house and you got $100 million in there,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows that where your house is,
yeah.
you kind of want to like move it somewhere else hidden, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. Like, well, everybody knows where this is, so. But they're gonna stage it like that. There's still something there.
Mm-hmm. Well, because technically
they want
still
the people
military.
Think. Yeah, they still mm-hmm. want the people to think that hey, there's still something there.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're gonna break out the shield stuff that they do for like riots and stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna try to hold them back. Maybe throw some tear gas at them. They might water.
Hose them down. It's pretty hot in Nevada, so I'm sure they'd be happy. They're like, yes, spray us.
They're going to do hose and stuff. They're not going to do anything that's going to kill anybody. And just going to... And then once they get in there, they're going to find out it's just empty hangars.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there's nothing there.
Well, the thing is, Area 51 is so large. So big.
It'd be hard to get down in there.
Yes, because it's at least 50 miles. You're going to run up there 50 miles?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's 50 miles of property that you have to, like, try to find stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that.
You can't drive because they're going to have spikes everywhere, so you can't drive.
You can't drive it. And
it's got to be all walking.
All walking. Who's going to make 50 miles? They're probably not even going to make it the first. I'll give it 15 miles.
Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be tough.
It'd be real tough.
And by the time they get there, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they break out motorcycles and dirt bikes. But they have, like, those those fences, so, and I'm sure they're going to make electrical fences pretty soon.
Oh, that'd make it hard. That'd make it really hard to get there.
Yeah.
And, the government wants us to think that Area 51 is the spot because I know they moved it somewhere else.
To Area 52.
Area 52.
They couldn't come up with a better name.
Well,
wow, there's nothing here at Area 51. Let's move it to Area 52. They'll never catch on. No. Well, guys, I guess we can go ahead and end it here, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? You gotta, like, say bye or you say something like, oh, like, do you think, da-na-na-na-na, did we land on the moon? Did we land on the moon, Apollo? Not you.
You didn't. You didn't land on the moon.
You didn't land on the moon. You didn't land on the moon. Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to our very first episode, Dad. Hi.
Yeah, thank you.
See, you got comfortable throughout. You did. It was just like talking. You see?
Yeah, I'll get used to it.
You'll get used to it. Next episode, we haven't decided what the next theme is going to be, but we'll definitely decide pretty soon.
Okay.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you once again. Don't forget to subscribe. And you guys can also send us some voice memos that we can enter into our next episode.
And give us some ideas. If you got some ideas, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. There's some, like, conspiracy that you want us to cover. Let us know. And don't forget, I want to thank our sponsors one last time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for sponsoring Anchor.